Okay, let's start again from the two dots, Pehei on the base. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Igakim Vali is Leilis Kachu. The roofs and the upper floors didn't get Kedusha. That means the roofs and the upper floors in the Beis HaMikdash don't have the Kedusha of the Azara to eat Kachi Kachim there. And the roofs and the upper floors in Yerushalayim don't have Kedusha to be able to eat Kachim Kal. So on that, the Gemara asked, "Any is that so?" Va'amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Didn't Rav say in the name of Rav Chia, "Kizaisa Pischa Va'Leila"? When you have a kizayis, we only had a kizayis at the Karban Pesach, meaning there were so many people in our chabura that there wasn't a lot of meat to go around. Each person got exactly a kizayis, and that's it. Va'Leila Paka Igra. And then when it came time to for Halal, since there were so many people, the howl, so to say, broke the roof, meaning it was so loud, it was as if it was breaking the roof. So it sounds like they said howl on the roof, and that's why he said Paka Igra broke the roof, as opposed to saying it broke whichever other place they were in. So my loves, the Gemara is assuming, if they're saying howl on the roof, the pashtus is the Akli B'Igra, the Amri B'Igra, because they ate on the roof, and then after they finished eating, that's where they said howl on the roof. So we see that they're allowed to eat on the roof. So how can you tell me, according to Rav, that the roofs were not kaddish and you can't eat kachim on the roof? It's not true. We see over here that they did eat on the roof. So on that, the Gemara answered, Loi, the Akli Ba'ara, the Amri Be'igra. They first ate downstairs and in the first floor, on the ground floor, and only afterwards they went up, Bishas Ha'al, to say Ha'al on the roof. That's the Gemara's Teretz. So on that, the Gemara asked, that can't be. Because any is that so, but none. We have a Mishnah later on, Eimachtir and Achar Pesach Afikayman. Now there's a big Shaila in the Gemara over there. What does it mean, Eimachtir and Achar Pesach Afikayman? The Amar Rav, so Rav himself said, so over here it's going to be a Kasha Rav the Shitasoi. Rav himself said, Shalo Yaakru Mechabura Lechabura. Eimachtir and Achar Pesach Afikayman means, the Afikayman we say is an acronym for Afika. Afiku means to take out man, which is the money, which it means kalim. They can't take the kalim from one place to the other place, means to say they can't go from one chabura to another chabura. So if they started out in one place, they have to stay in that place and they can't go to a different place. So how could you say that they ate the Karban Pesach on the ground floor and then they went up to the roof to say hello? You're not allowed. Eimachtir Achar Pesach Avikayman says they can't switch places. Like Hashem for the Gemara, that's not shver. Kam b'shas achila, kam shalei b'shas achila. As long as they're still in the middle of eating, they can't switch places. But once they finish eating totally, the achila is over, and now they're going to say hello, which is after all the achila is over. At that point in time, they're allowed to switch places. Therefore, at that point in time, they were able to go from the ground floor to the roof, and they said howl on the roof, even though the eating, according to Rav, couldn't have been on the roof. It had to be dafka downstairs on the ground floor. Toshima. Abashal Leimer. Abashal says, Aliyas beis kotche akadoshim, the upper floor on top of the kodesh akadoshim, chamura mi beis kotche akadoshim, in a sense was more chamur than the kodesh akadoshim itself. Why? She beis kotche akadoshim kohen gadol niknas lepam achas b'shana. We find by the Kodesh HaKadoshim that the Kohen Gadol went in, and he only went in once a year, on Yom Kippur. V'aliyas beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, whereas the floor on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Einich Nosel Ha'el Pam Achas B'Shavua, they didn't go in once a year, they only went in once a Yovel, once a Shemitah cycle, once every 7 years. V'amin, the others say, Pamayim B'Shavua, they went twice every 7 years. But either way, much less than once a year. V'amin lo pa'machas v'yevon, there's a third shita that they only went in once every 50 years. And what was the purpose of going in? Leidem ayitzricha, to see if there's anything in the room that needs to be repaired. I mean, they went in there only to check, to see if the walls are still okay, and so on and so forth, to see if there any repairs need to be made. But other than that, they never went in there. So the Kedusha was a higher level of Kedusha than that of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which once a year, the Kohen Gadol would go in. So, Al Chaponim, what do we see from here? We see from here that the Aliyah on top of the Kodesh Kedoshim had Kedusha. Otherwise, what are we refraining from going in? So, we see that the Aliyahs were Niskadish, Akash on Rav. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Mehechel Nekim V'Nesiv, Inish, from the Hechel, from the Aliyas, the upper floors on top of the Beis HaMikdash itself, on top of the Hechel itself, are you going to ask Akasha? Shani Hechel, the Hechel's different. Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, this is when David HaMelech gave over to Shlomo exactly how to build the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Vayitin David the Shlomo Benoi, David gave over to his son Shlomo, as to have this Ulam, the structure, the shape of the Ulam. Ves bot of all its rooms, ves kinzach of, and all its storage places, vali yosav, and all its upper floors, vechadarov, and its hapanimen, and its inner chambers, ubeisak apiris. Uksiv, and it says in the next pasuk, or further on over there, vahakol bichsav miyad Hashem, Allah Haskell, everything was given over bichsav from Hashem through the Nevi'im, given to me to understand. Meaning, so the tzura of the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself was clearly dictated to David HaMelech exactly how it has to be built. So everything was min hashamayim, including the aliyas, as the pasuk says. So those aliyas which they were instructed to build, so avada those had kedusha. But if they stam built an aliyah in the Azara, which wasn't part of the original structure that was given over to them, it wasn't part of that which Hashem said had kedusha, and Kolshke and the aliyahs in Yerushalayim, which definitely weren't part of what Hashem gave over. So those, that's where Rav says they don't have kedusha. Toshema. Halashachis abnuyos bekodesh. If you have these chambers that were in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, so the cavity of the room was built in the kodesh. We're in the part that is part of the Azara. Upsuchas lechol. However, the opening, the entranceway to the room is not from the kodesh side. It's not accessed from the Azara. It can only be accessed from the part that is chol. That's the rest of our bias, meaning from the outside, which doesn't have kedusha Azara. It's just like the rest of our bias, which is only Machne Levi and not Machne Shechina. So what's the status of this chamber? Do we look at where it was built, or do we look at where it's open to? So says the Mishnah, Teichen Choyl, the inside the chamber is going to be Choyl, because the Kedusha is totally on where it opens to. However, Gag HaYisayim, the top of it, the roof of it, Kedush, because since it was built the Kedush, so the inside is totally on where it could be accessed from. And since it can only be accessed from Choyl, therefore the inside doesn't have Kedusha, it's considered Choyl. But the top, since the top is built in the Kodesh part, in the Azara part, it has Kedusha. So the Pashas means it has Kedusha, it has the Kedusha's Azara. That means you can eat Kachem there and you can check Kabbalah there. If that's the case, what?
You were saying you cannot access this from the Azara? They're only accessible from the outside?
The inside, right? Because it was a chamber that was built, but its one doorway was from the outside, not from the inside.
And there's a solid wall inside the Azar. You can't even tell there's a...
Right, I mean, on the side of the Azar, there was many chambers. Right, so you could, yeah, right. So over here, you can't even tell that it's physically built on the property of the Azara, because you can't see the Azara from there. I mean, maybe there's a window there, but I'm saying, but there's no entrance from the Azara into that room. The only entrance is from the outside, from Har Bayis.
What did they use these for? Just like shelter?
Yeah, for that, storage. Many they have many lishkas over there that they use either for shelter or they have, like we're going to see in Shkolim, there was many different lishkas that were used for different types of storage, where they store the wood, where they store the oil, where they stored the animals and so on and so forth. So there was many different lishkas that were built around Har HaBayis. So the inside.
Weren't there also chambers that were accessible
from the inside? Yeah, there were many that were, but we're saying if there was a chamber that was only accessible from the outside, so then we're going to get to soon what happens if it's accessible from the inside in a minute. But there were chambers that were only accessible from the outside, so those Taka don't have Kedusha. However, the Gagas say in Kedush, but the roofs of them do have Kedusha, because the roof, since the roof is in Kaddish, so therefore it has Kedusha. But according to Rav, that's a problem, because the roofs never have Kedusha. Because as opposed to the roofs of the building of the Heichel itself, which we answered before, that was part of the Aliyah on top of the Heichel, that was part of what was dictated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David HaMelech, so that has Kedusha because Hashem gave a Kedusha. The regular chambers on the side of the Azara that they built there, that wasn't mentioned in those Psukim in Divrei HaYamim, and definitely the roofs on top of them weren't mentioned there. So they should follow the regular rules, and according to Rav, if the roofs and the aliyahs don't have Kedusha, so it shouldn't have Kedusha. So what does it mean, Gagoseim Kodesh? And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara of Chista, B'she Gagoseim, Shogun the Karka Azar. We're talking about a case that the roof is level to the floor of the Azara, meaning to say this chamber wasn't built above ground, rather was built in the ground. So the chamber itself was below the level of the ground, and the top of it was level to the ground. So the top of it, since it's level to the ground, it doesn't have a halacha of Gagin Elias, rather it has a halacha of the ground itself. And therefore it's part of the Azara, because it's built in the space of the Azara, and it's level to the ground of the Azara, and that's why it has Kedusha. Frank Gemara Ihaki, if that's the case, that it's that the top of it is level to the ground, Ema Seifa. Let's say the Seifa of that Mishnah. The Seifa speaks about a chamber that was the opposite of the chamber that we discussed until now. Let's say you have a Lishka that was Benuyas Bechol. The inside of the Lishka was built, the space where it's occupying is Chol. It's built on Har Habayis, not inside the Azara. However, Psuk is Lekadosh, the exact opposite of the previous case. The cavity itself is in Chol. However, its opening is only its doorway is not towards the Har Habayis, it's only towards the Kodesh. So over here, the thing will be the opposite. Teichon Kodesh, the inside will be Kodesh, because since its one doorway is open to Kodesh, so since it's Pasuach LaKodesh, so the inside has a din like Kodesh, because the only way you can access it is from Kodesh. The Gagri Stein Chol on the roof will be considered Chol, because since it's built in the area that's part of Har Habayis, not part of the Azara, so the top of the structure will be Chol, like the rest of Har Habayis. Frekt the Gemara, Vishagadaitach, if you're saying now that the case of this Brais is Bishagagisein, Shavan the Karka Azara, that the chamber was built into the ground, and the roof is level to the ground, the top is level to the ground, so if that's the case, how could you say over here that the inside is Kodesh? So now it comes out that this chamber is kind of like a tunnel, meaning it's below the ground. And we had this earlier, Rabbi Yechanan said, that all the tunnels that went under Har Habayis, even though they're going mamash under the Azara, or even more than that, even if they're going under the Kodesh and under the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nonetheless they don't have Kedusha. So if this chamber is underground, so it's like a tunnel, and the tunnels didn't have Kedusha, so how can we say Teichon Kodesh? And with the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, B'psuchas Har Habayis. When did Rabbi Yechanan say the Mechilas Adlai Niskachu, that were the tunnels that were open to Har Habayis? Meaning, even though they run under the Azara, or even under the Kodesh and under the Kodesh Kadashim, since they're only open to Har Habayis, so that's why they didn't give a Kedusha, because again, it goes after where it's open too. Kitanya hi, but this price that we mentioned before, that said Teichon Kodesh of the Gagaseim Chol, which sounds like even though it's on the ground, it has Kedusha, that's talking about Besuchas Azara. Since it's open into the Azara, so even though the cavity of the room, the chamber itself, was on the ground, nonetheless, it has Kedusha. Frati Gemara of Tanya Rebuda Imer, Mechilo is Mitachas Aheichel Chol. Don't we have a Baisa that says that the Mechilo is the tunnels that were going under the Heichel HaChol? So we're assuming now if they're under the Heichel, they were open into the Azar or into somewhere the of Kodesh, and nonetheless we're saying they're Chol. So we're back to our Kasha. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. Kitani Hahish HaPsuchas HaChol. Those that the Baisa says, the ones that were Tachas HaHeichel HaChol, we're talking about that they weren't open to anywhere in Kodesh, they were open to Har Habayis, meaning they ran under the Heichel all the way out behind the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was 11 amis in between the wall of the back of the Beis HaMikdash to the wall of the back of the Azara. So it ran under those 11 amis and opened up into Har HaBayis, not into the Heichal. Toshima, the Gagai Kodesh. The Mishnah says that the Gag of the Heichal was also Kodesh. Now, over here, the Psukim that we discussed before that mentions the storage places, the aliyahs, all these things that we said before in the Pasuk and Divrei Yom, and doesn't mention the Gag. So the Gag is not part of that. There is a cause of Hakol B'Ksav Me'isah Miyad Hashem Alay Haskil. So therefore, the Torah never said it explicitly that they have Kedusha. So if that's the case, they should play with the regular rules. According to Rav, that the Gagas don't have an automatic Kedusha, so it shouldn't be Kedush. So why over here do we say the Gaga is Kedush? Says the Gemara of Tisbara, you think that it means literally that the Gaga is Kedush means it has a regular Kedusha, Azara, Lagabi, Shkitas, Kachim, that you're allowed to shecht kachim there, just like you're allowed to shecht in the rest of the Azara, and Lagabi, Achilas, kachim, that they may be eaten there. V'akatani, it says beferish over there in the Baisa, gagin alolu, these roofs, ain't eichlin sham kachi kachim, they ain't shechtin sham kachi kalam. Even though we said they have kedusha, it does not mean that you could eat kachim there, and it does not mean that you could shecht kachim kalam there. So, other rabbi, we see beferish like Rav, that they don't have a kedusha of the Azara, because if they had kedusha of the Azara, then it would be like the rest of the Azara, that you could shecht kabanas there, and then you could eat kachim there. So ve'ela kasha gavin kodesh. So then, at the end of the day, it's shver. So what does it mean then that the roof is kodesh? Gavin, what is a kodesh if it's not kodesh with the kedusha of Lazar to do avodah and to eat kodeshim? After the Gemara, Amram Chama Bargurya lo isin shtei ames. It's kodesh for those two ames. And the way Tosis points out, it doesn't mean davka for those two ames, because those two ames we're going to see soon were not put on the roofs; were rather put by the Shaar Mizrahi on the eastern gate. But rather, it means to say it was made to store klisharis the same way that we find that the oisin shtei amos were like we're going to discuss in a moment, were stored by the eastern gate. So too, there was other klisharis that were stored. They had a place designated on either the upper floors or on the roofs to be stored, and it was kadosh legabe that they were a place to store the klisharis. But at Echanami, they didn't have a real kedushas azara as far as achilas kachim and as far as shechitas karbanis are concerned. For those two measuring sticks that they had, that their kodesh, that they could be stored there, the tnan. What do you mean, those two measuring sticks? The tnan, shtei amos hayu b'shushan abira. There was two amos, two measuring sticks of an amra that they had in Shushan Abira. Shushan Abira was, they had this design or mural of Shushan on top of the Shaar HaMizrach, on top of the eastern gate, that went into the Beis HaMikdash, and the reason is when they went up for the second Beis HaMikdash, they had to do this for the government, that they should remember who's in charge, where they came from. So, there was two sticks that were in this design that was right on top of the eastern gate. There was like a ledge there, and there was two sticks that were placed there. One was put in the northeastern corner of that gate of that mural of Shushan Abira, and the other one was put on the southeastern corner. Shalker Mizrach Tzvayin is the one that was by the northeastern corner. Haysi Yisera Shemaytze Chatzi Etzba was one half a finger larger than the Am of Moshe. The Am of Moshe was six tfachim. This was six tfachim plus a half a finger. Vizu shal kerem mizrach is dreimis, and the one that was by the southeastern corner, hoisi yisera alea chatzi etzba, was another half a finger larger than the other one. Nimtzi yisera shemaisha etzba, so it was a total of one full finger larger than Moshe's, meaning the one on the northeastern side was six tefachim and one half a finger. The one on the southeastern side was a half a finger larger than that, meaning it was six tefachim and a full half and a full finger. So it was one full finger larger than the Am of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, why do we have Bechlau Amis that were larger than the Am of Moshe Rabbeinu? If an Am is 6 Tvachim, then the measuring stick should be 6 Tvachim. Why is it Bechlau? Why Bechlau do we have a measuring stick that's larger than an Amma? So the Mishnah explains, Shehayu Umnin Neitlin B'Ktano Mazirin B'Gedoyla. When the craftsmen came from the Beis HaMikdash and they picked up material, so they measured it with a small stick, with the regular measuring stick of an amma, to see how many amas of material we gave him. But when they returned, and we wanted to measure how many amas they returned, we didn't measure it with the small one, we measured it with the larger one. But why we had two larger ones, we're going to discuss in a moment, but we measured it with a larger one, that this way, we're ending up rounding up a little bit, meaning every amma, instead of being an amma of exactly of 6 tvachim, is going to really be an amma plus a half a finger, or an amma plus a finger. So therefore, the umnin are going to have to pay out of pocket to add a little bit of extra material to make the amount that they're supposed to be making. And this was all Kadesh Alo Yavayu Lide Me'ila, because there was always a chash that they're working with materials of Hekvish that may have come to leave out a drop, and then they end up being over Me'ila they took from Hekvish. So if they always have to round up and give a little bit extra out of pocket, so this way that will serve as protection that they won't come to Me'ila, because in case, even if a drop is missing, they already rounded up, so that's going to cancel out. It's not going to end up that they took from Hekdish, and they gave a little bit too little, and therefore should be over Me'ila. V'tarti l'amali, why do we need two bigger ones? So, I understand you need a bigger one to round up in order that it shouldn't come to Me'ila, but why do we need one that's 6 plus a half finger, and then a second one that's 6 plus a finger? So the Gemara says, Achas takasma v'dahava, one was when they measured gold and silver. So gold and silver, precious metals, even though we round them round up, but it's very expensive, so we don't want to round up so much. So therefore, on each amma, we only round up a half a finger. V'achas lebinyana, the other one was coming from building material, or stone and wood, these type of things, they're cheaper, so then we could round up already a whole finger instead of a half a finger. It's not so expensive. But alpaponim, we see from here that they had these tools and these kalim that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash that needed a place to store, and they were stored on top of the Shaar HaMizrach, which is kind of like an upper floor, it's kind of like an aliyah. So Huadin, they and other Kli Sharas could be stored anywhere on the Gavis and on the aliyahs, and that's the Kedusha that they had. But real Kedushas Hazar, as far as Achilas Kalchem is concerned, as far as Akravas Karbonas are concerned, Rav is right that they don't have Kedusha. So now, after this whole Shaka Vatayim, we come back to our Mishnah. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Hachalaynus, the windows that are in the wall of Yerushalayim, V'ayyachayim, the thickness of the wall, meaning if you're standing on top of the wall, above the thickness of the wall of Yerushalayim, Kilifnim. So that has a halacha like it's still inside, like it's still part of Yerushalayim, and therefore, you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach there. Now, that's the Chayr Shver and Rav, because Rav said that Elias and the Gagas were Lainis Gatshu. So Bishlam Echalainis, so the fact that the windows in the wall had Kedusha, you could eat the Karban Pesach there, that's not a Kasha, because Mishkachas, no, you could say we're talking about a window that's very low down, the Shavi Lekarka, and it's level with the ground. The Shavi Lekarka Azara. That which we said that the thickness of the wall works, and the thickness of the wall means on top of the wall. The top of the wall, if there's a wall there, that means it's not level to the ground. So according to Rav, how could I have Kedusha? That should be like Gagas Valiyas. So how could you have a case that it has Kedusha? And for the Gemara, Mishkachas Lo Bebar Shura, you find it by the small wall, meaning the derech that they used to have there is when they used to build a wall, a large wall, to protect an area. So they used to build two walls, one regular full-size wall, and around it they built a small little low wall, which was called, let's say, a bar shura. Shura means a wall in Aramaic. So bar shura means like a small wall, like a ben shura, like a tiny, like a son of the bigger wall. It was like a small tiny wall that went next to the big wall. Now, since we know, says Rashi, if you go through the Mishnais, in either Talmud or in other places that discuss, or Midas that discuss how the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Azara wasn't a flat place. There was steps. It was constantly going higher and higher. So the small wall, if it was built from the lower part of the perimeter of the Azara, and it's not so high, so it's very possible that the top of that small wall was level to the ground that was higher up in the Azara, after it went up a few amas. So since it's level to the ground, at least part of the ground of the Azara, so then it didn't have a din of God, the top of that wall didn't have a halacha of Gagas Aliyas, rather it had a halacha like the ground. And therefore, it over there, Taka has Kedusha, and that's where Mishnah says, the top of the wall, you may eat a kachim there, because since it's level to the ground, so Taka has the same Kedusha of Yerushalayim, like the ground of Yerushalayim.
It was inside the bigger wall. It was on the inside.
It was on, it would seem from here that it was on the inside. Yeah. Mishkachas lo bevashur, the smaller wall. The chsiv, where you see bechlal that there's this concept of a small wall near the larger wall. The chsiv, vayabo chel mechema. There's a pasuk in Iyov. It says how they destroyed the chel vechema. What the two things it mentioned, the perimeter and the wall. So the amar Rabbi Acha v'item Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Acha and others say Rabbi Chanina explained what are these two things, shura ubashura. So we see that's the way it was normal to build in those days. They built a large wall and a small wall next to it. So maybe Enochanami, the walls of Yerushalayim, were built the same way, and that which we said we could eat the kachim was talking about the small wall that was next to the large wall, but it was level to the ground, and therefore, because as the ground went up, either the wall around the Azara, which was level to the Karka of the Azara, or the wall around Yerushalayim was level to the ground of Yerushalayim, and that's why it had Kedusha. Says the next Mishnah, Shtei chaburos shehayu oichel mebayis echad. If you had two separate chaburos that are eating in the same house, so like we're going to see in the Gemara, what's happening over here is not that they were eating two separate carbon pesachs, but rather they took one carbon pesach. Let's say for argument's sake, there was 30 people counted on the carbon pesach, but they decided instead of making one group of 30, they want to split the carbon pesach in half and make two small groups of 15 out of the same carbon pesach. So shtei chaburos shehayu mebayis echad. You had two groups that were eating in the same house. Elu hayvchinas peneim helach v'ayichlim. This group could be facing one way and eating. Elu hayvchinas peneim helach v'ayichlim, and the other group could be facing the other way and eating. Meaning, even though they're facing two separate ways and therefore considered two separate groups, it's fine. Meaning, if they were all facing together at each other, so then, for all intents and purposes, if they're eating the same carbon pesach in the same room facing each other, so they're all one group. The chiddush is, even though they're facing in opposite directions, they don't see each other, therefore they're as if they're two groups, nonetheless that's fine. You could split the carbon pesach into two groups. V'amecham be'emtza, you could have the mecham, the percolator, the kettle, which had hot water boiling there in between, even though it's serving as a mechitza, again, further separating these two groups into two separate groups, nonetheless, that's okay. Kishal Shamish Aymed Limzeg, and when the Shamish gets up, so the Shamish, we're assuming now that they had the same waiter that was working in both groups, that he was serving and waiting on both groups. So when he gets up, Limzeg, to be Meizeg Akais, to dilute a cup of wine, so he's getting up from his group, and now he's going to be going to the other group. So you're not, like we learned before, you're not to go from one group to the other group. So once they split, even though it originated from one carbon pesach, but now that they split themselves up into two separate groups, you're not, so people from group A are not allowed to eat by group B, and vice versa. So Shamish, Aymin, Limze, when the Shamish gets up to be Meizig Akais for the other group, so what he does is Kravitz his pivot, he closes his mouth in order not to eat. Umaser is part of it, and he faces the other way, and this was just to serve as a hacker to remind him not to eat, until he returns to his group, and then he continues eating. Hakala, Akala, so when she's now by her new family, and she's, like we'll see in the Gemara, she's a little embarrassed to eat together with them. So if Fechas Banel, she's allowed to turn her face. Tosfos in the Gemara has two pshat in the Mishnah. Either it means she may turn her face, even though it looks like she's changing chavrus in the middle, because originally she was facing one way and now she's facing the other way. Or Tosfos has another tzad based on what we'll see in the Gemara, that maybe she should bedafka, that's part of the tznius, is that she should bedafka, turn her face away from the rest of the family, vechelas, and she eats. Masmis in money. Who's the tana of our Mishnah that you could take one carbon pesach and split it up into two groups? Rabbi Yudi, it's the sheet of Rabbi Yuda. Titanya alabatim asher yechlo esei bahem. It says this is by where they put the dam of the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim on the doorway, so it says that the doorways of the houses, plural, asher yechlo esei bahem, that you eat it, one Karban Pesach, in them, again, plural. So it sounds like malamisha pesach necha b'shtei chaburis. You take one Karban Pesach and you split it up into two chaburis. Into two separate batim. Yochel, I may think, yea, oichel b'shtei chaburis, that the person himself could eat b'shtei mekaymus in two separate places, meaning he could start eating here and then continue eating somewhere else. Talmud Lomer b'bayis achad yochel. A different pasuk says it has to be eaten in one bayis. So we darshin, according to this man, the Amar, that the first pasuk is going on the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach itself could be eaten in multiple places, because the carbon itself could be split up into separate chaburas. However, each person who's eating, even though the second pasuk says, "Bebayis echad yei achel," again, yei achel is translated, "It the carbon pesach shall be eaten." However, like the Gemara is going to say on base, this man d'amar holds yesh aim limisayris, and it's spelled yoichal, and therefore we'll say, "Bebayis echad yoichal," the eater has to eat in one place. Meaning, once he started eating in one room, he can't switch and start eat and go to another room to eat, even if it's not going to a different chabura, even if it's with the same chabura. Nonetheless, each person may only eat in one place. He can't switch places once he started eating. Mikan amru. From here, we say hashamish she'achol gezayis b'tzaratana. While the waiter was cooking, roasting the Karban Pesach, if he forgot himself and he took a piece of meat to eat, so now he just got himself into a problem, because this now became his place, and he's not allowed to switch places. So they're planning on eating in a different room, the room where the rest of the chabura is. He can't eat there, because he can only eat in one place. He can't eat in two separate places. So he's stuck by the oven. So, if he's smart, he fills himself up over there by the oven, because once he's going to leave there and go to a different place, he's not going to be able to eat anymore. If the rest of the chabura wants to do him a favor, and that he shouldn't have to eat by himself in solitude, so they didn't start eating yet. So even though they were planning on eating in the dining room, but if they want to be nice to him, since he's stuck in the kitchen, so they can come and eat with him in the kitchen, and this way he'll have a chabura to eat with. He won't have to eat by himself. This is all the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Pesach may be split into multiple chaburas, but each person could only be eaten, could only eat in one place. Rabbi Shimon says the exact opposite. Alabatim asher yechlu oisa behem, that which the pasuk says, alabatim asher yechlu oisa behem, melamed sha'oichol oichol b'shnei mekoymis. That's going on the oichol, that the oichol could eat in separate places. It means each oichol could eat in many different batim. Yochol, so I may think, yeinecho b'shnei chaburis, that the Karban Pesach could be split amongst two chaburis. It must be eaten in one bias. I mean, the Karban Pesach itself could only be eaten in one chabura, but the chabura, they could start in one room and decide to move to a different room. But what's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda sabi yesh ein lemesayrus. Rabbi Yehuda holds, like we said before, yesh ein lemesayrus. So we look at how the pasuk is spelled, not how it's read. And therefore, since the pasuk, even though it says yei achel, it's spelled yoichal, so that which it says b'bayis echod, yesh ein lemesayrus says, you read it yoichal, and it's going on the eater that he has to eat in one place. And if that's the case, the first pasuk tells us that the Karban Pesach may be eaten in multiple batim, like we said before, as long as each eater only eats in one place. Whereas Rav Shimon Savar Yeshev Mikra, he holds you go busted away is red, b'vayis echod ye achel, and if that's the case, the Karban Pesach may only be eaten in one chabura. So Akarka, the first pasuk that mentions multiple batim, can't be referring to the Karban Pesach, could be eaten in multiple batim, Rather, it means that the eater could eat in more than one place, as long as it's with the same chabur, he doesn't switch from chabur to chabur, and they don't split up the Karban Pesach amongst multiple chaburas. Says the Gemara, Hayu Yoishun, let's say there was a chabura eating the Karban Pesach, the nifris sa mechitza beinayim, and someone spread out a mechitza, they were all sitting across a huge table, or let's say it was two tables next to each other, and then someone put a mechitza in between, splitting up half the group from the other half of the group. So the divrei over Pesach nechal b'shtei chaburos, according to the shita that a Pesach may be eaten into separate groups, which is Rabbi Yehuda, oichlin, they could eat, because even though now that you split it up, so now it's as if the Pesach is being eaten in two separate groups. That's not a problem. As far as two separate mekaymas are concerned, because until now I was in a large room and now I'm in a small room, so that the Rishonim speak out, since I don't see any new area that I didn't see until now, so that's called I'm in the same place, even though the place was made smaller than it was originally. Making it smaller doesn't make it into a different place. The part that I see, the part that I'm by, is the same place that I was until now. So therefore, it's called the same place. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have no problem. However, the divrei Omer and Pesach nechal b'shtei chaburos, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the Karban Pesach may not be eaten in two separate chaburos, ein echlin. So then I can't eat, because now that they split it up, they put a mechitza in between. So they took the one chabur and made it into two chaburos, and therefore you have a problem. Let's say the opposite. Hayu Yoishu and Nistalka mechitza b'neim. They were eating, and there was a mechitza there, and then that mechitza that was there was removed. So now the divrei Omer ha'echol b'shnei mekayim is according to the shita that the person may eat in two separate places, which is Reb Shimon. They could eat, meaning even though the mechitza is moved, and now they have a new half of the room available to them that they didn't see until now, so it's like a new place. Who cares? There's no problem of eating in a new place. The divrei Omer in ha'echol b'shnei mekayim, but according to Reb Yehuda, that one person may not eat in two different places. So now that the mechitza was removed and it's like a new place, so ein oichlin, they may not continue to eat until the mechitza is put back up. Yosef Rav Kahana kol pashal emishet. Rav Kahana was sitting and saying this over bepshitus the way we said it until now. Not that it was a shaila, but rather it was a clear cut halacha. A mechitza is spread, it makes it into two groups, and the mechitza is removed, it makes it into two places. Amar Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, v'tiboy loch iboy. Why are you saying it as such a pashto, such a clear cut halacha? Why don't you ask it as a shayla? How do you know so clear that that's the halacha? Maybe it's a shayla. Still, mechitza vasiyas mechitza, removing a mechitza or making a mechitza. Mihavik v'shnei mekaymis. Do we say that that removing a mechitza now you see a new place is considered like two mekaymis, or maybe not? Since lamaisa I didn't change places, maybe it's not considered two places. Ukebeis kavur is dummy. Or the opposite, making a mechitza, since to split the group in half, maybe it's considered like two chaburis, or maybe not, since the it's really the same people, you just put a mechitza in between, so maybe that's not called two chaburis. Oilai, and teku, and according to Rabashi, who said that it's a shayla, it's not a pashta, so we have no raya either way, and therefore, according to Rabashi, the Gemara remains with the suffix, remains with the teku. Hakala yifechas es panel. Then the Mishnah said that Hakala, while she's eating, she turns around. My timer. Because since she has a busha from eating from this new mishpacha that she's not used to, so therefore she turns around. So again, like we said before, according to the two pshatim, either means she may turn around because of the busha, or she's supposed to have a busha. She's not supposed to be comfortable right away and walk in, and therefore it's part of the sleeves, part of their hearts, that she bedafka turns around. Rabuna Breder of Nassan, Ichl Lebe Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rabuna Breder of Nassan once came to Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amalei, and they asked him, Mashimcha, what's your name? Amalu Ravuna. He said, my name is Ravuna. He introduced himself with the title, Ravuna. Which, like we'll see in a moment, they thought was considered like Gaiva. You're introducing yourself like that. Then Amru Nesiv Marapori, they offered him to sit on a pori, on a nice bed. Now, it used to be, again, by their sudas, when they did a seba, so the chashav people had a puri, had a nice bed to do a seba on, whereas everybody else did a seba either on a bench or on the ground, not on such a chashav bed. So they offered him a chashav bed, and Yosef, and he sat on it. Again, they assumed that that was like Iva. Right away, he's accepting a chashav place to sit. Yavulei kasa, they gave him a kais to drink. Kibla b'chadzin, he accepted it right away without them begging him to take it. The shase betrays him, and he drank it in two shots. He didn't drink the whole thing in one shot, rather he drank it in two shots. V'loyahadar apay, and also while he drank, he didn't face away, he was facing everybody else as he drank. So Amalei, so they asked him, because all these things, as Rashi points out, were not the minig in that place to act that way. So they were wondering about all these strange hanhagas of his. So they asked him, "My time of karas lach Rav Huna, why when you introduce yourself did you introduce yourself as Rav Huna?"
Don't we say that drinking in two sips is the way you're supposed to? One is gaiva and three is...
Yeah, so we're going to get to that soon. They obviously didn't have that minig in that locale, and that's why they didn't know this. But the Gemara is going to goof and say that was pshat in Rav Huna. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Yeah. So so they asked him, "My time of karas lach Rav Huna, why did you introduce yourself? Why do you call yourself Rav Huna?" Amaluhu Baal Shem Ani, that's the name that I was given, meaning that's how I'm known, meaning it's not a title, my name is Huna and I'm giving myself a title, Rav Huna, that I am HaRav Huna. The name that they called me is Rav Huna. That was the name that everybody's called me, so Rashi says, from when I was young. That's not the title, but the nickname, or this is the way people refer to me. So it's not, the Rav over here is not like a title of Hashidus, but rather that's just the way I'm called. My time, Ki Amru Lach Nesav Apuri. Why, when they offered you to sit on the bed, Yosef, you took that instead of sitting on some benches or on the ground. So Amaluhu, because he said, "Kam Mashi Amru Lach Balabais." I say, the rule is, whenever the Balabais instructs you to do, you do. So Enochanami doesn't pass for me, and otherwise I would have refused. But the Balabais told me, so whatever the Balabais tells you to do, you do. My time of Kiyavos Loch Kasa. Why, when they gave you a Kaiski about the Kabbalist Bechadzim, did you accept it right away? You didn't first refuse it, and then only afterwards, when they asked you a second time, kind of like begged you, then you agreed to accept. So he said, "Amaluhu Masav Nagadol, Masav Nagadol," because you refuse. When a Kadna offers you something, you don't take it right away. But a Masav Nagadol, when a Gadol asks you to do something, you don't refuse. You listen right away. So over here, everybody asked Akasha, why did he give two different answers? In the previous answer, he said, "Call Masha and Lachon Balabayas Asay," and over here he said, "Misav and Lachon and Misav and the Gadol." Lachar, it's one and the same. It's the same concept. So yeah. the way Taisis explains is that in the previous one where it was a sign of Gaiva, so then Misav and Lachon and Misav and the Gadol wouldn't have been enough of a reason to do it, since it looks wrong. It's in something that's not neither good nor bad. Tarsus says you shouldn't accept things right away, so then you say, Misav and the Kadam, Misav and the Gadol. But over there, where it's a sign of Gavi, you're sitting on a chash of a chair instead of a regular chair, so there, the Svar, Misav and the Kadam, Misav and the Gadol wouldn't have been sufficient, and only because of Komashi, Yamalacha, Balabayas, Asay, that's why he does it, because over there, it's a sign of, whether Balabayas tells you to do something that doesn't pass to do, Alpha Pigin, you have to do it. So that's why that would take care of sitting on a place where, even though he shouldn't have sat on otherwise. Then they asked him, "My time l'ishtisei betrays him." Why, when you drank the cup, did you drink it in two shots? Amlu l'tanya, because we have a brisa that says, "Ashreisa kaisa bivas achas." If you drink a cup in one shot, hariz agagrin, that shows you're a glutton. Shnaim, if you drink it in two shots, derech eretz, that's considered derech eretz. Shloisha, if you drink it in three shots, megas eruach, that looks like gaiva, because it shows that you're trying to be extra makbin, not to be a gagaron, and therefore it looks like gaiva. My time lehajis apach, and then finally, why didn't you turn around when you drank? Amaluhu kala yifechas b'nei atanan. Dafka kala, someone like that she's supposed to turn around when she eats and drinks. But a regular person who's not a kala, there's no such thing as turning around. Says the Gemara another story. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi Ikla the Beir Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi Ben Lakunya. Yomu Leikasa, they gave him a kais to drink. Kabla Bechadzimna, he accepted it right away. Vishasi Bechadzimna, and he drank it in one shot. So they asked him, why do you drink it in one shot? Doesn't the Bais say if you drink it in one shot, that's considered like a gagra and that's considered gluttonous? So he answered them, they didn't say it by these cups that are small cups. It means full size cups, not small cups. Shot glasses, he don't say drink it in separate shots. The Yenek Masiv, plus the wine that you give is very sweet, so it drinks quicker. The crazy Rechava, and I'm a large person, like we know from Maseches Bar Metzia, how when the Gemara discusses the various Amoraim that were very big. Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi was one of the Amoraim that was quite large. So for him, the amount that he drinks in one shot is obviously much more than the amount that a regular person drinks in one shot. So such a cup for a person like me is not an inyan, doesn't look like a ravson to drink it in one shot. There's no inyan to split it up. So the way Rashi understands this Gemara has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. It's talking about a regular group of people that are eating a meal and they have a professional waiter any given day of the year. So Nichnasim B'Shloisha means when they want to come in to start the meal, they have to come in a minimum of three people. They can't force the waiter to start serving when only one or two people come in. They can't start until at least three people are there. But at the end of the meal, each person could leave when he's done, and even if at the end only one or two people remain, the shamash has to continue serving even those one or two people. Amar Rabba, this is all true as long as they come in normal times, meaning Rashi says that when the three people want to start the meal, it can't be too early. It has to be at the normal time that the meal usually starts. And who did the one or two people that stay at the end, that the Shamash has to continue waiting on them, that's only if they're still there during the normal time that meals don't end yet. But if they stayed overtime, so then the Shamash doesn't have to stay for them. And that's also the way Rashi understands that they told the Shamash that that's their derech, that they're going to leave one at a time, because then it was Aldas Kain that even though one or two are going to remain at the end, Afa Pikain, you have to wait till they're all finished. On Ravina, the Nois and Schar Damim, they all have to pay the waiter. The Tzarek Achim, Ahisev Damim. And the last guy, the guy who stays later than everybody else, he has to pay extra because he has the waiter for longer. Says the Gemara, since they all hired him together, so each one gets hired him for as long as his meal takes. So if his meal takes any longer than everybody else, he doesn't have to pay any more than anybody else paid. Hadin Allah, Ketzar, Tzaylin.
Where is it?
Okay.